psychotic personality traits be the secret to making people laugh? It is, according to psychiatrists who recruited more than 500 comedians to take part in a study. Their conclusion was that comedians often do have an unusual personality structure, scoring highly on both extrovert and introvert personality traits, a conclusion that would appear to back up the idea that creative minds can be prone to psychosis. The comedian Spike Milligan was plagued by mental illness and depression throughout his life. Here's one memorable moment from The Goon Show.
Keep that up, keep up. Keep up, keep
up. Well, one of those who took part in this study was the stand-up comedian Susan Murray, and on the line is Professor Gordon Claridge, who conducted the research. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Hello.
Professor Claridge, explain then what you found about these similarities between the personalities of the comedians and those with psychosis.
Well, we used a questionnaire called the O-Life, which measures four scales of psychotic traits. And the comedians scored very highly, as you pointed out, on two rather opposite features, a kind of rather impulsive extroversion and a kind of schizoid depressive introversion. And that was rather unique.
And that was different, wasn't it? Because you also looked at other creative minds. I think you looked at a group of actors. So the comedians were different from what you found with the actors.
Yes, the actors did score high on some of the psychotic traits, but didn't show this very peculiar combination. And we also compared the norms of the test with these two groups.
And does that, in your view, provide scientific backup for the idea that many people have that there is this link between madness and creativity?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, comedians are an arch example of highly creative people, and yet nobody has ever looked at them from this point of view before. There is a huge amount of evidence on other forms of creativity, writing, painting and so on, but comedians have never been looked at, and that seems rather strange because they have this off the wall, out of the box thinking, whatever you want to call it, to a large degree, obviously, yeah, because that's part of their comedy.
Susan Murray, so now comedians, you're one of them, have been looked at, and this is what has been found. How do you feel about it?
Well, I hate to take away from the professor's years and years of studying, but it doesn't take a genius to work out that comedians are a little bit nuts. You've got to be in order to want to go, and I want the adulation of complete strangers to make myself complete. I mean, if you just sat down with five comedians, we've gone, yeah, we're a little bit nuts. Our brains are wired a little bit differently. And, you know, we do a job that we love. Most people, doing our job enables you to moan about the world, because the world's crazy out there. We get to moan about the world. We get paid for moaning about the world. Other people sit in jobs that they hate for 40 years. Who are the nutcases?
So it didn't surprise you, didn't alarm you to find out about the similarities in the personalities of people who do your job and with those of people with psychosis?
Well, it didn't alarm me, but I was a bit kind of like, well, so because we have similar brain patterns, that means we're similar to people with psychosis. I don't know many comedians who've had psychosis. There are a couple of nutcases, but I think that's just a numbers game, isn't it, really? There's bound to be, inevitably. But it was more the thing about... I can go along with the extrovert and introvert at the same time, because I can be extrovert, but if I go to a party, I don't know anyone.
Comedians who, you know, are known to have suffered from mental difficulties over the years, I mean, are not nutcases. They're people who've had, you know, medical problems.
Yeah, that's just my comedic term for it.
Throughout their lives. Right. Professor Claridge, did the results surprise you? I mean, it sounds like you kind of suspected this all along, and it came out. Is there any allegation that you led these people in this direction with what you put down in this questionnaire?
No, this is a standard questionnaire for self-assessment. Obviously, there is some bias in any self-assessment questionnaire, but I don't believe that had a big effect on what was 500 more comedians. So I think they're quite genuine results. Actually, I have said on another occasion they're rather boring results because, as has been pointed out, it's pretty obvious that comedians are like that. And so it simply validates, I think, what is... Well, evidence about other forms of creativity and madness and about comedians. I think the crucial point to remember is that The idea is that it's a sort of dimension or spectrum of these features, and most people who have them are perfectly healthy.
Yeah, well, one listener's emailed in to say, are you sure the comedians weren't having a laugh when they were filling out your survey?
Well, I'd like to think not, but I can't deny that, obviously. But
Susan Murray, the bit about comedians being introvert and extrovert, does that ring true?
Absolutely.
To you?
Yeah. I completely go along with that. I think comedians are naturally shy people who have a creative outlet that just want to be loved.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. But the thing that interested me was the thing about impulsive nonconformity, impulsive antisocial behaviour. In being impulsive, you have to be impulsive on stage because you have to be able to deal with anything. But antisocial behaviour, if I've had a bad gig, I don't go putting bricks through windows or nicking mobility scooters.
No, that wasn't one of the I don't think that was one of the items on the scale, was it?
Okay. Not the only defence of not the only definition of antisocial behaviour. All right, thank you very much, both of you, Professor Claridge and also Susan Murray.
8:29. Time for some sports news and Gary Rich.